Welcome to America 2025, where everything costs more and your wallet feels lighter than a politician's promise during election season. Let's talk about how we're all becoming financial ninjas just to afford groceries. Remember when gas prices were our biggest complaint? Now we're nostalgic for the days when filling up your tank only required a small personal loan. These days, people are checking their bank balance before deciding whether to drive to the bank to check their bank balance. Grocery shopping has become an extreme sport. You need a strategy, a budget, and possibly a therapist. People are walking into stores with calculators like they're preparing for the SATs. Let's see. If I buy the name brand cereal, I can't afford milk. If I buy the milk, I'll be eating dry store brand cardboard for breakfast. The housing market is so wild that people are getting emotionally attached to listings they can't afford, just from scrolling online. This three-bedroom I'll never own really speaks to me. Rent is so high that roommates are getting roommates. Adults are living like college freshmen, but with better credit scores and more existential dread. Americans are getting creative, though. The side hustle economy has exploded so much that everyone's got more jobs than a Marvel superhero has secret identities. Your Uber driver is also your DoorDash delivery person, who's also selling handmade crafts on Etsy, who's also a freelance social media manager. We've all become one-person conglomerates just to pay rent. Dining out has become a special occasion reserved for birthdays, promotions, and emotional breakdowns. Fast food is now medium food. In terms of price, people are looking at McDonald's prices like they're reading a fine dining menu. $20 for a combo meal? Do they validate parking? Everyone's become a coupon expert overnight. Apps, rewards programs, cashback deals. We're collecting points like we're training to be professional gamers. People are planning grocery trips with the strategic intensity of military operations. If I buy two of these on Tuesday, use this coupon, and sacrifice a goat to the savings gods, I might save $3. The subscription economy has turned us all into accountants. Everyone's doing monthly budget reviews, like, wait, I'm paying for Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Amazon Prime, Spotify, and a meditation app I use twice. When did I become a streaming service collector? Thrift shopping isn't trendy anymore. It's survival. People are browsing secondhand stores not for vintage finds, but for basic necessities. This lamp only has one date and still works. Sold. Gas station coffee has become the new luxury beverage. Starbucks is reserved for special occasions or when you've given up on your financial future entirely. I'll take a grande bankruptcy with extra foam, please. Credit card companies are sending congratulations cards just for making minimum payments. Congratulations on not defaulting this month. Here's a higher interest rate to celebrate. Everyone's become an economist, analyzing inflation rates like they're studying for a PhD in economics. People are discussing supply chain issues at dinner parties like they're sommeliers discussing wine vintages. But here's the thing about Americans. We're resourceful. We're sharing Netflix passwords like they're state secrets. We're meal prepping like doomsday preppers. We're carpooling, house-sitting, and finding creative ways to make every dollar stretch like it's in a yoga class. We're turning financial stress into financial fitness. Learning to budget isn't just smart anymore. It's essential survival skills. We're becoming masters of the art of making it work with the determination of Project Runway contestants. So here's to all of us, navigating this economy with humor, creativity, and the occasional breakdown in the cereal aisle. We're not just surviving, we're innovating our way through inflation. One side hustle and coupon at a time. Keep hustling, America. Your bank account might be crying, but your resourceful heap are actually thriving. Keep your record from bed bus to keep your life lock.